Okay, so what I'd like to do is the last piece of Gemara connected to the sugya of Abodik Sarach Shivatel. We'll learn that today. It's with, as much as we're able to understand it, it's really a sugya that touches on other things also. And then we'll go back to the Balamor and the Melchamos about the inyan of Yisr Hana, of Chametz and Bittul, and what about Rav Shimon Shita. There's also another thing that's going to come out of this Gemara I'd like to set aside time for, so we'll see how that will work out. Okay, Zakta Gemara. So we just discussed the idea that Bittul Chametz cannot work after Chametz is Asr Bahana, after even B'drabanan, even the Shashishis, Bittul cannot work because it's not B'shusa. Fekta Gemara from Abraisa. Ulabasar Isura lo matzim mevatele. Is it true that after the point that chametz is aser b'hana, the rice and rabbanan, you can't do bittul? I have a brisa that seems to say otherwise. V'hatanya, the brisa says, Haya yoshe b'beis hamidrash. Somebody is learning, he's learning Torah in beis medrash. B'nizkar sheish chametz b'toch beisa. And suddenly remembers that there's chametz, he has chametz in his house. The din is mevatlo belibo. So what does he do? He does bittul. Mevatlo belibo. The emphasis is belave. That seems to be the deal called the time that bittul is belave. Mevatlo belibo. And the Baisa concludes, echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. This would be true whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov. You can, the din is mevatlo belibo. This is one of the rice that was brought, if you remember, by the Rabbeinu David, that bittul is not mitam hefker because otherwise, how could you do it on Shabbos and Yontif? It's a transaction. And the Ramban, others have a discussion about this. Maybe you could do Hefker on Shabbos and Yontif, but that was just Derech Agav, Echad Shabbos, Echad Yontif. What does it mean? Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov. When exactly is this bittul happening? So the Gemara says as follows. Bishlam is Shabbos, Mashgach Asla. We understand the case could be that it's before the Shasa Iser, and it's Shabbos Erev Pesach. In other words, Kigon Shachal Erev Abasa Liyash B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Like it's going to actually be this year also. And then you can talk about the Bittul happening at a time that Bittul can work and there's no problem. And the Chiddush is, right, that Mevatlo Belibo and it's good enough. And you do it at a time that Bittul works. Ela Yom Tov. But it says Echad Shabbos Echad Yom Tov. So if it's Yom Tov, Basar Isurahu, it's already after the Shasa Isur, and yet you're telling me Mevatlo Belibo. Before we get to some of the details in the Rashi here of what it means, Mevatlo Belibo, what don't you have to do, and what's the Chiddush, what's the Gemara trying to focus on? That you see that there could be a bittul of chametz you have at home on Yontif. And that's against what we said before, that you can't be Mevatlo after Shasa Isur. So what does the Gemara mean to prove? So what exactly is the reason that according to the Maksha, you could be Mevato after Shasa Isur? We gave a very logical explanation why you can't. We explained that Chametz after Shasa Isur is Eina B'Shuso. And once something's Eina B'Shuso, so then you can't do Bittul. So what, according to the Maksha, would allow Bittul? What was the Gemara trying to ask on? Is the Gemara suggesting that chametz should be considered b'shuso? If that were true, then the kasha would be on Rav Elazar. That doesn't sound like the Gemara is challenging Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said a statement. The Gemara brought it as a reason to explain why bittul can work, right? Because chametz is ein b'shuso. But we're not challenging that reality. The chametz is ein b'shuso. L'chara, that's not part of what the Maksha is trying to ask of. So obviously the answer must be that the Maksha is thinking, I understand chametz in a b'shuso, but so what? So maybe you should still be able to be mevato even after the chametz is no longer b'shuso. Why should that be? Why should that be? So let's go back and retrace our steps. What's in a b'shuso, yes?
I was going to say, if you say the
shalom b'she'en b'reshuso, so we have some wiggle room here. Yeah, go ahead.
Even though it's in b'reshuso, it's still shalom. So if you say that it's belibo,
In other words, in b'reshuso, if according to the ksos, doesn't mean in a shalom. So perhaps something with in b'reshuso, you can have bittul. Now, the truth is, it shows quoted the Gemara that if you have a situation of a person who had something stolen from him, nigzal, so the din is, ain't the yachal agdisho, not the gazlin, not the nigzal, even though it's shelo. So we do know that you can't do a maisa hegdish on something in a b'shusam. So why would we say that bitu should be different? Okay, so you have to know. I mean, so maybe bitu is different. Maybe it's not the same kind of an asiyah like hegdish. All right, so that would be according to the ksos. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi kept saying consistently, numerous times we saw that the ena b'shuso of Avalazim is ena shelo. So again, we're not challenging that. So what would be the Gemara's havamina here in bringing this brisa that you could do bitul even though something is ena shelo? So let's understand, why should that be? So I think the answer would be, according to Rashi himself, we have what to say. Because what is bitul? If bitul was like an asiya, right? Like a hefker, a hegdish. Obviously, if it's not yours, you don't have the power to create a chalos on something that's not yours. But what is bitul according to Rashi? It's a unique idea that's specific here to chametz, that you're being mashbis chametz, you're considering it to be like offer. And we had to figure out why. So why can't you do it on someone else? I mean, someone else, you're making it like offer. You can say, so you have to say, yeah, but only on what's yours. You can say, that's a svara, but it's not a svara that can't be disputed. Rabbeinu David also talks about it within his own shita. Rabbeinu David goes like the Ramban, that what is bitul, not the way we said for Rashi, it's the idea of that once you person also considers the chametz to be nothing, so then the Torah doesn't go and put in your reshus, because really, anyway, it's a nothing. Elamai, to the extent that you are, you want the chametz to be existing, and you're mekayim the chametz in your mind, so then the Torah says, so ki'ivu hu b'shusa. But once your das is aligned with the emes, that the chametz is really nothing, so then the Torah doesn't put in your reshus. So it's not really an asiya of sorts, it's just that you are agreeing with what chametz should be, what the Torah wants chametz to be on Pesach, and the middle of the Torah doesn't put in your reshus. Okay, so then the question would be, so why is it only if it's in your shalah? Why only chametz that's considered? Why can't it be on it might be in a b'shus, so let it be after Shasa Isser, but meanwhile, you don't want chametz to be yours, so you have to say again, Rabbeinu David explains it, once it's ready, you're a shus, it's already too late, and also it's like you'd say on somebody else's chametz, that I don't want it to be have value, no, but it has to be shayach to you, then you could say it. Okay, all this is a good svara after the fact that we know the Gemara has a chidush that you can't do bitul and chametz ke'eno shelo. Okay, but according to the Maksha here, you could argue that svara is not. It's not foolproof. So again, one could have argued, and that's what the Gemara is trying to bring akasha from here, that you could even do bitul. Again, bitul, given that it's not an asiya, it's just a unique idea. Again, with the Rashi, the Ramban, the Ramban is sort of in the middle. So maybe it could even be on what's not shelo. That would be what the Gemara wants to pull out of this price. Yeah, and of course, this was where the Shagasai came with his kasha, when he discusses with Yossi Aglili, that if you hold that chametz is in fact mutter bahana, so then maybe the svar of the Gemara shouldn't hold, that the bitul can't work after Shasa Issa, because it's only in a b'shusa because of Issa Hana. And then it comes out, maybe Rabbi Yossi Aglili would allow you to do bitul anytime. And then why don't we just answer the kasha simply by saying that this price, it goes like that tana. There must be a tana. Like if you hold it, it's not in a b'shusa, so then you could do bitul. So memelo, got the price, it go like that tana. That's one of the kashas that the achronim struggle with. Yeah, so then let's see the Rashi here. So this is the Gemara's kasha. Now, what exactly is the point here of that you can do bitul and you don't have to do what? What is being stated here? Your Yoshev Beis HaMedrash, at this point, what does that mean? Why is that significant? Is it significant? The Niska Sheish Luchamis Betoch Beiso, Echad Shabbos, Echad Yantif, says Rashi. We don't have Rashi yet. Oh, okay, so have to wait. Okay, Rashi's going to be Mayach soon. Okay, this is what we are right now. Just another, maybe mention this, we'll get to it. Maybe a mitzvah, but there is a whole discussion that the Ran brings this Gemara, for example, with one of the Rayas, that there is no such shita, but there is such a shita. there's a gears in the Rambam like this, and there's maybe others shown in Sefer Michtam, that the whole halacha bittul is specifically limited to chametz she'eno yodua. If chametz yodua, if you know about the chametz, then you can't do bittul. There's no option. You have to do beer. And the Ran, when he's discussing what bittul is, so he said that many rayas, and one of the rayas is this Gemara, that you have chametz in your house. Right now we think it's chametz b'vaday, and you're doing bittul. And even after the maskana, so it's not yet chametz, but you know about it. And then the Braisa and the Gemara Mishnah Memtesa we're going to soon see. And also the Gemara earlier. So that's the Inyan by itself. Maybe we'll try to address it at some point also. But meanwhile, this is one of the Gemaras that seems to indicate that you could do bittul on Chametz Yadua, because this is obviously Chametz that you're aware of. And it's Mefurish and the Braisa. Okay, so this is a Kasha. It shows that you can do bittul even though seemingly Chametz is in a Bishul. So nevertheless, bittul should be available to you. Says the Gemara, no raya. Amar v'acha bar Yaakov. Hacha the Talmud Yosef v'fnei rabo askinan. V'niskar sheyesh isa megugelesh b'toch beso. U'mesiyare shema tachmitz. Kodim u'mevatulei mikami de tachmitz. So the Gemara is making a whole kimta. Now, when it starts off, Hacha b'tamz Yosef v'nei rabo askinan, so you have to know, is that something that we didn't acknowledge already? We talked about the fact that it was Beis HaMedrash, and now he's emphasizing again, but he says Yosef v'nei rabo, so is that something new that we didn't know? What exactly does that mean? We'll see. But he says, it's Tam Yosef v'nei rabo, okay. But what seems to clearly to be new now in the Teretz of the Gemara, in the Sukkimta, is that we're not talking about something that was already chametz. It's dough, Megulgeles betoch beis, that means it had not yet been baked. It's unbaked dough, and the concern is it will become chametz. If you don't bake it, just leave it as it is, inevitably it will become chametz. So what do you do? Chadim u'mevatele. So this brisa that says mevatele belibo means that you're doing the bittul on something which is not yet chametz. So that could be on yatif too. Because it's not, if it's not chametz, it's not ena b'shus, so it's mamish, still regular dough. So you do the bittul, interesting, you do bittul not on chametz, but on what's not yet chametz. Okay, that's the answer. So therefore, there's no right. And that explains what it means on yantif. What about Shabbos? We'll see Rashi, look what's Shabbos. How do you have dough on Shabbos that's not baked? You can't knead dough on Shabbos when the melachis, right? If you needed it before Shabbos, then it's already chametz, right? Yeah, so we'll have to see. Rashi can say, Shabbos, we can already go back and fall back on what we originally said. Shabbos never was a problem. Shabbos will mean that it was chametz, and it was Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos, b'zman that you can be mevatel. That's what Rashi's going to do for us. But the point of Yantif is not pshat, it's Yantif chametz mamish, it's Yantif dough that's not yet chametz. Says the Gemara Dekanani, and I'll even prove to you that is obviously the pshat. So what is this? It's a raya that we're talking about not bittul after chametz leaves the reshus, we're talking about bittul of something that's not yet chametz because we're emphasizing Yosef beis hamedrash. What is that about? And if it would have been, in other words, and what? If it would have been what you think, that you can do bittul even after something is already asr b'hana, then what does that have to do with Yosef beis hamedrash? Even if you were not. Special situation like that. Done. You can just do your bit. Okay, let's see Rashi. Isa megulgeles shelo hechmitza. Right? That's the point of the Gemara's Teretz. So it's not yet chametz. And Rashi adds here, what's the Tam Yoshenei Rabo component? Rashi emphasizes, "Nei emas kibod rabo, en yachal lakam b'lech b'lefosa." So what would ideally be the thing to do? Don't bake it, because you're going to have chametz in your house soon enough. But what makes it, what allows you to just do bittul and not do something more to make sure it doesn't become chametz, is Rashi emphasizes not just the fact that you're learning Torah, but the emas kol rabo. That's Rashi's emphasis here. Emas kol rabo, so en yachal lakam le'achal fosu. So you're too inhibited from getting out and leaving the shir and going out to bake the chametz. We haven't said much, but go ahead. Yeah.
If we were saying that before, the reason for that the pitl is specifically for chametz, this is talking about isim and gugelos, which isn't chametz yet.
That's right.
So then, how can we say that one of the possibilities of Rashi was that the pitl is specific to chametz, if this isn't chametz?
Right. So that's what's interesting. It comes out we have here. We have bittul on something which is not yet chametz, but you're still making that thing to offer. That's what you see. Obviously that's a chiddush in some way, but maybe not terrible chiddush. It's just interesting. It's just we haven't encountered it before. It's something interesting. It's bittul on not yet chametz. Yeah, I mean, when is it chal, the bittul? When is the bittul chal that it becomes offer? Yeah, Mistamer, at the point that it will become chametz and becomes us, or now it's already yantif, but what?
Yeah. Isn't that kind of the whole point, like everything in general for bittul? Meaning like the Rambam also, like the Rambam says you're doing bittul on something you're going to eat the next day. It's not chametz, you know, it's not even going to become chametz. You're doing bittul on something that you're setting aside the night before to eat the next day.
Quite to the Rambam, yeah, that unique sheet of the Rambam, but
it's
chametz. Let's take the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're doing bittul and chametz because it's going to leave your rishus, so you can do this quasi hefker. It hasn't left your rishus yet.
So
the ma'isa, you're doing the ma'isa bittul, the das of hefker and the expression, at the point that right now it's still yours. But what you're doing is you're doing a ma'isa that the chalos of that asiyah, what you're doing is going to be at the point that it would normally, right, want become devalued. And then it would totally put in your rishus and your motzi from your rishus. So in a way, the chalos is always later. So even by regular chametz, it's never happening right now. So what you have here is also like that. It's not yet chametz, but you're making this, though, devalued. That what? That, I mean, right now it's anyway. It's not chametz. It's totally fine. But when it will become chametz, that it would become b'rishuso by the Torah standards. If it ain't a b'rishuso, but the Torah make it your b'rishus, all that same dynamic. But you're already putting into place this mechanism that it should be hefker, it should be out of your b'rishus, it should be valueless. So that mechanism that the Torah would normally want to make it in your b'rishus when it becomes chametz, it's not going to operate. However you want to formulate the Ramban, Reino David, the Ran, or Rashi, whatever bittul is. But it's interesting, you have here a bittul on something which is not yet chametz. I mean, if you can ask me a kasha, I'm hearing, I'm listening. What does it sit well with you about? I mean, it could be there's a hara here, but you have to try to build it up. Like what's? I mean, I'm noticing what you're noticing. Okay, but does something not sound right about that? Like you're doing bittul. I mean, I understand what you're picking up on, but what's okay? So what is? What's the problem with that? You're doing bittul on something which is not yet chametz. And usually we speak about bittul on what is chametz, but it's not yet us. Here we're doing bittul on what's not yet chametz. Okay. Memelo, when it becomes chametz, it's already not chametz that you're going to be over by your eye on, because you'll mevatel it. Okay, you'll mevatel something before it became chametz. Okay.
I thought that we said that according to Rashi, that one of the we could have said that bittul is specifically only for something that is chametz on it. So now that we're saying that
Tashbisu, you mean he's saying the Torah says Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatecha.
Your
Hashbasa is on the chametz that it will become. It's going to become chametz. The Hashbasa is chal on what? On the dough or on the chametz that the dough will become? That's what we're saying. In other words, what you're being mashbis is really the chametz that's going to come out of this dough. Dashbasa, you're doing the act of the bittul. You're negating right now what? The dough or the chametz that the dough is going to become? You're doing it preemptively. But your bittul is on the chametz. That's not yet in another 18 minutes, right? It's going to be chametz. And then it'll be too late. So if it were Erev Pesach before this man, so it could be chametz already, and you take that piece of chametz and negate it, make it like offer. If it's already yantif, so what you're doing is you're negating the chametz that this dough is going to become. And that's why you can still do it, even though it's yantif, because it's not yet chametz. But what you're negating is the chametz that it's going to become. But you're doing it at a time that you could still do it because it's not your maisach basa. At the time of the maisach basa, it's not in a b'shusa. It's not in a shalom. You're saying like, manav, I'm trying to understand what you're asking. It's in manafshach, but like if it's chal later, how can it be chal later if at that point it's in a shalom? But you're doing it now. So you're saying you see maybe the point that the problem in not doing bitu in not being able to do bitu what's in a shalom is in the mice of the hashbas. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Just to maybe say it a different way. Say we have to ask the question: are we able to do Rufi Rashi? Are we able to have an emotional detachment from chametz that doesn't exist yet? And can I say that? Granted, it will be in the future chametz, but right now I have no idea what this chametz is. Can I really, before I, am I able to really say I don't want this? I have no idea what it's going to be.
Well, you know what it's going to be.
But I essentially in that place, I'm saying, yeah. I have emotional attachment to something that doesn't exist. Yeah. Huh?
You're disassociating yourself. You're disassociating yourself from the chametz that this dough is going to become. What's wrong with that? Guys are asking good. I'm trying to work with you. What's wrong with that? We usually talk about davar shelo bala olam. You can't be makna. You can't be magdish. This is not akna. This is a bittel. It's a nice bittel. Meir Ari, yeah.
Didn't you say, like, at the beginning of the year on the Ran that the bitl only files during this minus
earth? That's what I was saying just a few minutes ago. In other words, you're doing something anyway. It's not, if the Ran says it's going to work because it's going out of your Rishus anyway, that's not till later. So either way, you're acting now, and the impact is only later. Yeah, so it's always that way.
Right.
Right, that's what I was originally saying when the question came up. So therefore, maybe it's similar here as well. Yeah. Yeah. So what's wrong? Yeah. So,
time. What's wrong? We have Peru, and we said that the Indite of Bay, if it's already Lokashivi that you don't care about, you don't need to do anything.
Can you take something which right now is chashiv and negated? That's the point. In other words, but if it's only because of the context of the what chametz is, see. That was what Tosis and the Ran got into this issue about Hefker. Tosis says you can just do Hefker, straightforward Hefker, and the Ran says only because of this fact that Chametz is anyway Beshusa. According to Tosis, let's say if Bittul is, let's go through. If Tosis holds that Bittul is Hefker, whether it's a straightforward Maisa Hefker or by imagining something should be Ka'afar, Mimela, it goes out of your Beshus, then I think the question doesn't start. I mean, we should start with it because the same way you can do anytime you think of something that's yours as if it's nothing, it goes out of your shoes. Okay, so you can think about chametz and make it like afar. You can think about dough that's not your chametz and make it like afar. Therefore, when it turns into chametz, it's not your dough that turned into chametz. It's not your chametz. So if you say it that, then I think you have no issue to start with. I think where the issue would be more, has to be addressed more, is within the Ran,
and then
within the Ramban and within Rashi.
A bittul can naturally happen because you have the Torah pulling things out of your shush that you don't care about. So, for example, Pirurim, they're chametz at the moment, but since by the time that this manasseh comes, you don't care about them, so they're pulled out of your shush, you only need to do an active bittul. Say the same thing here. It only becomes usher at a specific time. I mean, it's not chametz, yeah?
Yeah, but how did it become bittul? It only became bittul because of your bittul, and your bittul was not on chametz.
No, not a bittul. It's not. It's just the mindset. I mean, for the Ran, you have that mindset. You don't care.
The reason why the mindset works for the Ran to be you didn't. After all, the Ran's cast was you didn't do a real hefker. You didn't say it. You're not three people. You just thought it. So typically, you can't take something that is of value and consider it to be
right.
So Elamai, the Ran explains, because chametz is anyway not really fully yours. It's a Torah only mixing your Rishus. So then it doesn't take as much to be able to in your mind be mafkir, and then it's enough that the Torah is not going to put in your Rishus. So if you point out, so then it comes out what I'm really acting on is on the point in time when it's going to be going out of your Rishus anyway, but I'm doing it beforehand. So here it's also like that. It's the beforehand. It's not before it goes out of Rishus. It's before it becomes chametz. But either way, there's the point of when you're mevatel, and there's a point that there'll be the chalos of that bittul. So whether it's because it's Erev Pesach before this man and then this man comes, or whether it's already yantif, but it's yet chametz and then it becomes chametz. But either way, it's the two things are not simultaneous. So I think what?
So the problem is that it's going to become chametz on Pesach.
It is Pesach now. But, yeah, exactly. That's what we have here. You have a situation where it's going to become chametz in 18 minutes. It's already Pesach. But it's no different than what you have in the Ran, where it's before this man, but it's not, what you're doing is not really acting on the here and now. It's acting on what's going to be soon. So I think that's not a problem. With, I think where it gets a little more sticky is, again, let's say with Rashi, with the Ramban. Again, why did, I mean, again, you can work it out, but you have to think about it. Like for the Ramban, as long as your das is aligned with the das of Torah, then Torah is making reshus. I think that's also not so bad. So then here as well, once you do your bittul, so your das is aligned with the das of Torah, that you don't want this chametz that's going to happen, you don't want this chametz to be yours. So as long as you align your das with das of Torah, then when it becomes chametz, the Torah didn't put in your reshus. You already set into motion. You programmed your mind, okay? You want to put it that way. It's bittul is programming your mind that it's not, that is offer. If your mind is programmed, it should be offer, then the moment, the critical moment that it should now be considered b'shuso, be it because it's now this chasa iser, be it because now it became chametz. So it's not going to become b'shuso. What about Rashi? Rashi says, all you need is to be mashbis. What are you mashbis? You mashbis the chametz. Here you mashbis the chametz of later or the isa of now.
Even when you do bittul and I'm begging with chametz, you're doing the shas heter. It's always in bittul, so some klusher. You're doing bittul right now. It's totally klusher. You're able to use it for many different.
Right, but you're considering that thing to be offer.
Yeah, so
no, so chametz. it's chal now or it's chal later.
However you want to say it.
According to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's chal now. It's chal later. What? It's chal now.
It doesn't matter. Either you say it's chal later, then in this case, it's also chal later. Whenever it becomes chal later, or you can say it's chal now.
This is invalidating. It's chal now. Who cares? It's just a question of belief.
Okay. Ezra, you see what you put up here. Good. Okay. Good. Okay. This is what to think of that in the Chananya. Yeah. Right. Yes. Question.
Yeah.
Could also be the fact that you have like Yisrael Gogas and Hazel. It's clashing to you now, even though it's not on me. It's like there's a reason that you're going to
remember this, and then you have Yisrael Gogas. So like you made a Yisrael Gogas. But even though it's not technically
Chametz, it's still clashing, and you need to be the Bata of the Shiva. So what do you mean to say? So it's chal on the Tashbas is chal on what? On the Issa?
It's on the here and now, and not necessarily on the.
See, you know, if you're masker the dough like Tosis, then I understand it's chal on the Issa. You mafkir the chayfetz. But according to Rashi, what are you mashbis? What are you considering to be offer? What? The chametz or the you know, what? Here it's not chametz yet. You're considering the isa to be like offer? Okay, that's what you're saying? So it's chal right now. Chal right now. Yeah.
I also don't seem to see the nafamina as to why it matters when it happens. If I say you're mashbis the offer, so it could be a table. A mashbis the offer, it's offer. It doesn't matter when it's chal.
Again, what does it mean, the machshavah to offer? What is that? It's not hefker. It's a unique idea that the Torah says that chametz that's mushbas is not part of our yiraya. You're not mashbis chametz now. You're mashbis isa. So how does that fit with the Torah's? What?
It's preventive.
Right, preventive, but where does that fit the Torah's tashbisu sa'or? According to Rashi, what is bittul? It's a fulfillment of tashbisu. It's not hefker. It's lo kasad ala tashbisu. What is it? Tashbisu sa'or. Here's tashbisu. Can you be mashbis matzah? It's not. Here it's not matzah. It's not chametz. It's dough. It's potential chametz. Yeah. Right, so whatever the Torah allows in Tashbisu, so what you see again is that whatever the Torah allows, whatever lies in Tashbisu, Firashi, can also encompass potential chametz. That's what we see here. Exactly how to formulate it, for Rashi, I think it's a little bit not so clear. But the other shitas, I think we have a better mahalach to understand it. I think, but for Rashi, it's probably a little more, needs a little bit more thought, exactly how to formulate. Okay, so either way, the Gemara says that's our case. It's Isa Megulgeles, and the Kadim Umevatila Belibo, Rashi says, So it's still in your shus, it didn't become usher. It's good. It's after Yontif starts, but it's not yet usher. So it's also good. It's shaykh to do bittel on that. And that's the teretz. And therefore, no raya to prove that you can do bittel after Shasa Isa. But now the Gemara comes with a raya. Deka nami. I'll prove to you that what our case is not what you thought, that we're talking about real chametz, but rather deka nami dadan go achmitza. That's not yet chametz. Why? Diktani. Because what does the Braisa read? Haya Yosha Beis HaMedrash. That the case was that you're sitting in Beis HaMedrash. The Mashma, which therefore implies that Pnei She'en Yachol Lakum V'Leilech Misham Hu Mevatel Beliba. That the reason why you're Mevatel is because that you're not in a situation that allows you to leave because you're in Beis HaMedrash. Rashi added before Emas Rabo. So therefore, you're Mevatel. But if you were to learn pshat the way you thought, Mr. Maksha, the e b'chametz gamur, if we were discussing real chametz, and you want to say, well, you can do bittel on real chametz even after the shasa yisur, so then lama li yoshev beis hamedrash. Why would you have to talk about a case like this with yoshev beis hamedrash? Afilu mayapanu, let's say you are not tied up, you are totally available, but still, then it will be the same. Ma b'yado lasos yosher. What more should you be doing? Hashpasa b'leiv zel biyuro. In other words, you say bittul chametz is working whenever. So then that's what you did. What else would you do? So therefore, it must be that we're talking about a case of Issa Megulgeles where there is what to do, which is, as Rashi is going to go on, to bake it. But once it's already chametz, then even if you were not the Beis HaMedrash, Ma Hayololasos, what does Rashi mean, Ma Hayololasos? Can you think of what you could do? What could you do? Could you call for Kli?
Burn it?
Take it out of your shirt? What? So ask better. So good, let's bring the kasha. Let's talk about burning it or moving it. So Rashi says in Davav, person finds chametz in his house on Pesach. Why kofes al kli? Rashi explains because the case is that what? You did bittul. What's mashma from Rashi? Had you not done bittul, then you wouldn't just be kofes al kli. What would you do? One of two possibilities, different ways to read the Rashi at the time we had it. Either Rashi means then you'd be able to burn it because mitoch you can do havara tzitzorach. You can do havara. Because you can do bittul, or Rashi means, so at least we do what? Yep, tiltu muksa. You'd be allowed to do, kick it out of your rishus. So Rashi says clearly there that kofel of a kli because you did bittul. Otherwise, you'd be allowed to. So what does Rashi mean? Mabi adalasis. We're talking here, right? You have a situation. You could. You haven't done bittul yet. They're saying, oh, do bittul. Because what else can you do? Yeah, I know you could do. You could do biur. You could do tiltu and take it out of your rishus. With pshat and Rashi. What's the difference between Rashi here and Rashi earlier? I think it's pashut. The answer is pashut. There's achronim say, but mamash, you could figure out on your own. What's the answer? What's the difference? What are we talking about over here? According to the premise of the Maksha, what comes out? That you're allowed to do bittul and you can bittul works even afterwards, even afterwards. So then Rashi could say, so then it's perfect. So they do bittul, it's nothing to do. You don't do anything else. Why did Rashi say before that you could do tiltul, and you could do sreifa? That's because bittul does. Had you not done bittul, and now bittul is too late. Rashi was talking there la maskana. We know the maskana, sa Gemara. The Gemara gives an answer. The answer is lemaisa. We stick with what we said before. Bitul doesn't work after shasa isa. So Rashi says over there the kofel up is a kli sufficient because you did bitul. So now it's just a question of a heck or whatever. Had you not done bitul, then there's no option of bitul anymore. Because that's the halacha. That's how we know the maskana, right? So there's no option of bitul. So then Rashi's mashma, you would do something more than kofel kli, because then you have a chiyuv to do get rid of it. So what do? You can move it, kick it out, burn it, whatever pshat you want to put into Rashi. That's Rashi before. But over here, Rashi can say beautifully, if you're learning that you could do bitul later on, and you want to learn that it's real chametz, so then why does it have to talk about a case you're in a base medrash? Even if you're panui, ma b'yada lasas yoser, as possible leib zewa b'yuro. In other words, if you can do bitul at any time, so then the bitul is what you do, and you don't have to do anything else. Then you wouldn't have to do the beer. You wouldn't have a right to do the beer. The reason why Rashi Deer implies that if you didn't do bitul, you would be allowed to do perhaps beer or tiltil, is because bitul doesn't work at that point anymore. And you didn't do it before, and now you'd have a chiv to get rid of it, to destroy it. But over here, if you're assuming that bitul does work whenever, so then Rashi explained the Gemara. So what does it have to say based on Medrash? Even if you're panui, just do your bitul and it should be enough, because bitul works and then nothing else you have to, then you have no right to do anything else. And Mahayo Lalasos, you wouldn't be allowed to do the for whatever. That's Pasha Pshan Rashi. It's clear, right? Okay. So again, back into the Rashi is working out now when the Gemara is working backwards. It has to be, my pshat is correct, that it's talking about a dough that's not yet chametz. Because according to your understanding, that this would have been a real situation of chametz, and you hold that you can do bitul even later, so then why take a case of beis hamedrash? Iba chametz gamma, lama yosh beis hamedrash, afil maya panui. Even if you are not, you're totally available, you're not stuck in beis hamedrash, ma biyada lasus yoser. What more can you do? You can't do anything else. You can't move muksa. You can't burn chametz. It's talking in tiyantif. And you have bitul, and bitul works. So that's what Rashi says. Hashbasas b'leib zel b'yuro. That's the beer. They have no right to do anything else. And that's what you would do. So you don't need to be in a base medrash to say mebatul. So what must be the pshat? The Gemara says, dekanami el vaday. Finish the Rashi with me. El vaday. Shishyesh b'yad l'takin kai. So must be that what is a situation that's good because in Yoram Beis Medrash that we say Mivatro Belivo. But if you're partnering, then there would be another option. It must be that we're talking about a case that you could intervene and make sure it doesn't become Chametz. Ubiyada Lafosa Im Hayapanui. So if you'd be available, and so what you do on Yanta, if you bake it, it won't be Chametz. Hovelorach Mitzah Dai. That's the Gemara is trying to prove, that it must be the pshat is what I told you, that we're talking about a bitul on Issa that's not yet chametz, not a bitul on chametz that already became chametz, because then you wouldn't have to talk about a beis medrash. Rashi goes on, he says, but now you have to realize it says Shabbos and Yontif. So this whole pshat that because you're not panui, because you're in a beis medrash, so that you don't have to go bake it, you can't get away to bake it, that's only shaykh on Yantif. But and you have a dough that's unbaked, that's only shaykh on Yantif. But on Shabbos, you can't plug that in. That ukimta of Isam Ugugelis wouldn't work on Shabbos. You can't bake on Shabbos, you can't knead on Shabbos. And if it was needed before, it would be chametz already. So all those options are no longer available. So what's the pshat in the brayso, which is Shabbos? You know the problem, Rashi. So Rashi says, "Umishum yom tov nakad yoshev beis hamedrash." So in the Chanami, that which is of yoshev beis hamedrash, as opposed to if you're punished, that's because of yontif. Or the Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's mitukma b'chametz gamur, or ba'avo aser shacholias b'Shabbos, and you're mevatel because it's still early enough to do bitul. It's not too late. And as far as that's concerned, it doesn't do with beis hamedrash. It's basically two different points. Shabbos is because of what? Because of it's still his man, And just the point is, you could do your bittul on Shabbos, okay? Fine. But it's real chametz before this man. The yantif is this new pshat, and that's where you need dafka v'yosha v'samedrish, because otherwise you'd have to go home to bake. You'd have to bake it right away. This is the sugya according to Rashi. Now, to bring it to a broader perspective, so Rabbeinu David sends us to the sugya daf mem tes. This inyan of Talmud Yosha b'nei Rabbah. Now, Rashi emphasizes Emas Rabbo. Rabbeinu David doesn't emphasize that. The Gemara says Talmud Yosef b'nei Rabbah. And how did it begin in the Braisa? Yosef b'nei Samedrash. Now, when the Gemara originally thought to bring a raya, that you can do bittul whenever, even after Shasa Issa. So what did the Maksha think about the Lashon of the Braisa? Obviously, he didn't make much of it. He thought the Ikar Achidush is, he can do bittul whenever. So Rabbeinu David warned us about that. Halcha b'Talmud, take a look. Let's look together at Rabbeinu David. A few things that are very interesting he brings in, and we'll see how it plays out in the Shulchan Aruch. Halcha b'Talmud Yosef ne Rabbo askinan tamahu. The Gemara makes it as part of the Teretz. Halcha, in answering the Kasha, Halcha b'Talmud Yosef ne Rabbo askinan. The Gemara makes a big anami afterwards. But Halcha, the first thing he says is, if here I'm going to tell you something new. That's new. We thought it was Chametz Gamor, and they were telling you, no, it's not yet Chametz. But what's this beginning? Ha-cha b'tam yofnei rabu askinam. Tamahu. Ha-me'kar nami aminan ha-yoshev beis ha-medrash. Like, what is he bringing in now? As if I'm telling you something that you didn't realize. I mean, that was the word from the Braisa. So you have to say that, according to the Maksha, we didn't make much of the Lashon of Yoshev beis ha-medrash. V'ikol me'emar. When we thought in the question, the Maksha who thought that it's real chametz, and what did we think? What is bittul? Why is it bittul working? Because you can do bittul even after Shasa Yisur. V'adam yachol batul achar Yisuro. Kasaka daitach. The Yosher is a medrash lav dask. So obviously, according to the Maksha, he didn't make much of those words. Lav dask is a medrash. But the point of the Braisa would be that you're not home. So if he isn't home, where is he? Okay, the Beis Medrash, yeah. Not because in Beis Medrash, Rebbe, yeah, if you're not home, where are you? With your second home, right? No? Okay, I see everyone smiling through the mask, yeah? Okay, good. I mean, David didn't say it, he implied it, but I mean, okay. Chasal kedaitach, Yosef says, Rav dafka, elosh ena beveso, lichbos olav esakli. In other words, if you find chametz on Pesach, we have the halacha to cover. That's before the state of the marav to cover it. But you're not home to do that, and the point of that is not to come to eat it. So we assume now that you can do bittul even after shasis. So hayoshev is a medrash means you're not home. Suddenly you realize, oh, yvei, I have chametz at home. Okay, so the din is, you know that you're learning the sugya chesim tzach and davab, kofu v'sakri, yep, but do you have to do it now? You continue learning. So when you get home, you'll be kofu v'sakri. So what do you do now? We assume that you can do bittul even after shasa iser. So nevatul me'ata v'daya. She'echad shabbos echad yom tov katani. Because it says echad shabbos echad yom tov. And that's the point of the braisa. The real dogesh of the braisa is not the yoshev beis hamedrash. It's the fact that you're not home, and the Iker Dagesh of the Braisa is, it could even be when Chametz is already us, so you could still do bittul. That's how the Maksha read this Braisa. So the Kamashma on the Braisa, you don't have to run home now and cover the Chametz. Keep learning, do bittul. Bittul works whenever, and you do the Kofa Kli when you get home, so you'll make sure not to eat it. And then when are you going to burn it? So that goes back to that sugya. When are you going to burn it? What? Okay. Well, chalamayit. Okay, you have to, second night is a whole question. That goes to the other sugya. This is what the Maksha read in the Braisa. So the point is, your Bevesa Medesh means you're not home. Mevatru Belibo, because Bita works whenever. And the Kfiyas Kli can be when you get home. But, says the Gemara, no, no. So then you're trying to prove something which is not correct. You're assuming Bita works even after Shasa Yisra. No, no, no. Let me set you straight. Says the Gemara, Amar Bacha Bayakov. No, no. Hacha B'tamad Yoshev Nei Rabo Askina. Means it's bedafka. It's not because you're not home to do kfiyas kli. So where are you? You're in Beis Medrash. No, we're talking about Tam Yosef Beis Medrash. Perhaps the Amrin and Chametz she'enu Chametz adayno she'isim megulgeles. And what's the issue, Monsieur Shemetachmes? Really, you can't do bitter when something is already Chametz she'asa isa, but it's not. It's Chametz. So now, what changes? What variable changes, you have to review what those words are and see it bedafka. So now it's specially about the fact that Talmud is the Beis HaMedrash. Akarch Talmud Yosef Nei Rabo dafka kama. So now what's going on here? So now already there's options. It's not Yud Chametz, it is Yontif. What are your options? What could you do? Could you do? Leave the Beis HaMedrash. Go home and bake it. Or do bittul, stay in Beis Medrash. And it'll become chametz, but it's already built. So now, dafka kamar, she'acha she'yachal levara u'afosa, you could destroy it. It's interesting, you could burn it. Or you could bake it. She'levar d'chimitz, either way. Im atiren lo l'shosa b'bittul. The bedika tikti rabban, were not right for this new special halacha that we're now going to talk about. Then you need bedika, you need beer. Ella shemahaya yoshe beis hamedrash u lo hiski kuhu libata mitamuda mishem beer. In other words, really chatchila you should rely on bedika. What did Chachamim tell you to be bitter rather? Chachamim say you have to do bedika bitter, but you should also do bedika and beer. But they made a special dispensation over here, as we thought about Memtes. So Rabbeinu David draws a straight line from our Braisa of Tam Yosef Bnei Rabo and the Mishnah Daf Memtes. Kidit Nan. We find a situation of a Dvar Mitzvah that the Chachamim allowed you to suffice with Bito and not have to do Bedika Bir. What is the quote? Haya Holech, let's see, the Mishnah says on Daf Memtes the following. A person is on his way Erev Pesach to do the mitzvah of Kravas Karban Pesach, the second Mishnah Memtes Amid Aleph, Hoch Lishchot Es Pischo, Velam Es Beno, or the mitzvah of Milah B'San. And as he's on his way to do that, he brings another example, he's also discussing about why that's a mitzvah, but that's another case. V'nizke sheyesh lo chametz b'toch beiso. He realizes it's Erev Pesach, there's chametz at home. Now, what's the ideal way to do things? You do bedika and you do beer. Bedika and you do bitel, everything, right? But in this case, it depends. In yochel achzel v'ayr v'achzel mitzvah, so if it's possible to go home, do the beer chametz and still be able to do the mitzvah karban pesach and milah, then that's what you should do. Yachzel v'ayr v'imran v'atra b'liba. What does that mean? That means that the chachamim allowed you to dispensation. To suffice with bito and not have to do bidiko beer, so that you'd be able to do the mitzvah. You know, David says that's our price. Tam Yosef Dei Rabbi, you're in a base merish. What doesn't Rabbeinu David bring into the equation that we saw in Rashi? What doesn't he mention? Emes Rabbi. That's not on his radar. But it's the specific idea that there's a dvar mitzvah involved. A second. Yaakov, just a second. We read a little bit, a few more from the Rebbeinu David, just to see what he said. He says, "Ima yibus amedrash shuloski kuli batal b'tamuda mishum diyo kidit nan ha'elchus es pischam es beno niske sheish chamis b'toch beisam atal b'liva." Again, this is all regarding what day, regarding Yontif. How to fit Shabbos in? He goes to what Rashi said. "Yulin is Shabbos kumas nina ha'yoshu beis amedrash shenachanami." This deal, Yosef said, is only negia Yontif. There it fits perfectly. There the bito is about Shabbos Erev Pesach before this man. That's a regular slam dunk shot that has no problem to begin with. So the Bishlam of Shabbos, that stays a maskana. So again, that much is like Rashi. So what are the shinuyim here from Ben David and Rashi? Rashi expresses emes rabo. Rabbeinu David doesn't. Rabbeinu David gives us a pshat in what the maksha were thinking in learning from this braisa that you could do bittul even after this man. The braisa was telling us the chiddush that you could do bittul achas man. You don't have to run home to be kofik kli. You just do your bittul. And beis hamedrash is because you're not home. That's all. Skana says, well, no, it's talking about tamu pnei rabo bedaska, and has to do with whether you have to do more than just bittul. But the Chachamim said that you can suffice with bittul just like daf mem tes. This is Rabbeinu David.
Is it possible to give a very simple, if you go on Tosos Chotas in the base, can you say Amen Al-Sabaro?
Yeah, interesting. They want to say this for the Rambam, although it doesn't necessarily mean that the Rambam holds this way. In other words, you want to just bring in the Tosis that if your das is not, there's no Bayi Roy.
So,
yeah. And Yantav what?
Yeah.
I mean, but then you don't need Bittul, though, right?
Yeah.
But you're saying, we are saying you're doing, you are doing Bittul. But, you are, but then what are you gaining? It says you do Bittul.
I mean, you
remember
when you're learning that there's
chumps.
You say, I'm not
Sabaro. You
told me about
Maskana. First, could be you can't rely on that. Who knows if you're going to, you know, you could, Mesiach Das and being B, or if you have the option of Bito, wouldn't you want to just do Bito if you can still do it? If it's going to become chumps, then your mamish can be holding by its bed, right? I don't know if that's good enough. I mean, technically, you're right. The cheshbon is correct. If you're mashav nasabaro, if you hold like that, tosis chavtes, then you wouldn't have a bayira. But if you have the option of bittul before it becomes chametz, wouldn't that be preferred? But either way, this is a real desir Rabbeinu David. He assumed that Yosef of Nerabo is the din of the mishnah that daf mem tes. Okay, I think we have a few questions. Yeah, go.
So why is Rashi and Rabbeinu David? Why are they both to make it clear at the end that the reason it was called for Yom Tov and not for Shabbos? If the Gemara itself said Bishlamo the Shabbos,
because once the Gemara gives the Teretz, you might have thought that changes everything. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. No, Shabbos remains what you originally thought. Yeah. It's a little bit of a dochit, quite honestly. It comes out the Tamil of Rabbo is only Negea. The case of Yant, if it's Shabbos, it's a little bit strange. It's like a Shabbos gets thrown in, but Shabbos is a whole different case and not the same case. Yeah, it's a little bit odd, but that's how it comes up. Yeah.
And also, at the beginning when Rabbeinu David said that was the gala on how he understood the Havmin and stuff, so that also works well with the rest of Rabbeinu David, meaning like Rashi and him both understood probably differently and how he explains the rest of Rabbeinu David.
The commonalities with Rashi are clear at the beginning, that, you know, the stammer that the Havmin could have still been Rashi, and the Havmin would have been what Rabbeinu David says. The maskana that Shabbos is different than Yantiv is good, but I think that Rabbeinu David, we'll see about what this shino is about. The Rabbeinu David sins that Yosef Nei Rabo doesn't report Imas Rabo. I want to talk about that. We'll see if that what that bikud is about. But Rashi seems to emphasize Imas Rabo component.
According to Rashi, then if you were just sitting learning the Beit Medrash, which is
right,
Rashi,
it comes out right.
So then, if you're learning Torah, then you would have to go back and do Dior.
That's right. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Or because of Kli, whatever it might be. Yeah. Now let's go to Tur and Shulchan Aruch, and then maybe time permitting the Rambam, because it gets a lot more interesting when you read the sugya now. Okay, so we have at least Cheshbon out a lot of things, but we read the Rashi Rabbeinu David, and we saw a connection to Daf Mem Tes. But either way, the Gemara emphasizes a few things that are very much relevant to the case, such as Shabbos, and this case from the Batul Belibo is Shabbos Yantif. Okay, Echad Shabbos, it could be a whole different case, fine, but Echad Yantif is on Yantif. You can't do, so then you do Bittul. And the fact that it's Yosef Lefnei Rabo is emphasizing the Gemara, right? What happens if you look in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch is working off of the Tur. The Tur's Lashon is as follows. It's in the Taf Mem Dalet. So it mentions the din of Daf Mem Tes. If you go on with Bar Mitzvah, now, I want to skip a few lines in that. We'll come back to that. And then at the end of Siman Taf Mem Dalet, the very last couple of lines, the Torah says, "Haisa lo isa v'veso." Okay, we have dough that's not yet chametz. This is the stem of the Shulchan Aruch. You have it also, right? Yeah, I'm in the Torah. We read the Shulchan Aruch. "Haisa isa v'veso v'hu tarud b'makom acher." "V'yare shema tachnitz." "V'atka b'libo b'makom shehu kodim shetachnitz." Lashon HaTorah. And you see here as well in the Shulchan Aruch, the same lashon, right? "Haisa lo isa v'veso v'hu tarud b'makom acher v'yare tachnitz v'atka b'libo kodim shetachnitz." The Mechaber adds a few more words. "Avol mechnitsa," then it's too late. "Ein abitul moel im hu achas manisu." Now, what do you notice, Rabbi Lusay, that should strike you when you read the lashon of the Mechaber and the tour about this din that we just read in the Brisa and read the Gemara and the Rashi and Ben David? What is interesting about this in the lashon of the tour and the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. The main thing to notice is that it's not mentioning about Talmud Lefnei Rabba. It doesn't mention Dvar Mitzvah. And the real David Rashi says Emas Rabba, Ben David says Dvar Mitzvah, Daf Mem Tes. And here all it says is Torah B'Makom Acher. It doesn't talk about Talmud Lefnei Rabba, emphasis about that. Torah B'Makom Acher. And that's Mevatel B'Libo. Sounds like you don't need to have any special dispensation of a mitzvah. Also interesting, it doesn't mention Yontif. Okay, it doesn't say. So let's take a look. The what do you see apparently? What do you see? That they didn't take it bedafka, that it has to be Talmud Lefnei Rabba, right? Talmud Lefnei Rabba is a way of saying that you Torah. But it doesn't have to be that the Dvar Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah just says, "Haisa lo isa," even after Zmana Isur, "dai b'bito." Since it's not chametz yet, you can have bito on what's not yet chametz. It's the same thing as Kodim Zmana Isur, without any of the lumbis that we tried to catch, but that's straightforward what it says. Utar b'makom acher, wrote Shalom, Shemach Mazeh, EF Shalom, love will obey. Somebody had left Fosa, and your faith is going to be chametz by the time you get home. Okay. Ein abitul moel. What does it say at the end? If it's already hechmitza, ein abitul moel, but over b'chosha by Yerah, and you must go home right away and do beer. That's what's mashmah from the Machaber. Now, there's a very important kasha that the Sharet Fion brings from the Prima Gadim. And the Teretz he brings as well. And you notice in Sharet Fiyun, the Chura, the Kasha is simple. Rabbeinu David brought the Mishnah and Daf Mem Tes. And he drew a direct connection. He says, over there, you see that we allow you to do Bittul and not have to worry about Bedika and Biur. And specifically has to do with the fact that you're Osik Advar Mitzvah. And Mefurash over there, if it was Advar Rishus, then you wouldn't be allowed to suffice with Bittul. Right? The same Mishnah goes on. And the Mishnah says, what if it wasn't for Bris Milah or Karban Pesach or Sudas Erisin? But if it would be something like a Shvisa, you want to be Kona Shvisa before Shabbos, that you want to be able to walk Alpayim Amah from where you put the bread down, Matar Shtei Sudos, Shvisa Shavishus is the lesson there. The Lishbos Shvisos HaRishus, then Yachza Miyad. Yachza Miyad. We'll see soon some of the details, but what kind of agenda did you have? Why did you want to put the food there? But it's less the Shvisos HaRishus as opposed to Mitzvah. No, so how could we say over here that just the fact that it's Tarud B'Makom Acher allows you to do Bittul? Mamish Abam Kasha, right? There it's clear. Rabbeinu David is showing you that the issues line up perfectly. It has to be a Dvar Mitzvah. So he says, a Dvar Mitzvah here. Okay, he doesn't emphasize Imas Rabbah like Rashi does, but he says they're learning Torah, B'tnei Rabbah. That's the reason why it's sufficient to do Bittul. You don't have to go home and deal with it then. And here you see otherwise. Here you see that it's only because of Dvar Mitzvah. That's the Kasha. Says the Prima Gadin. Go ahead.
But
what
do you just say that in the case
like
Amara, we're dealing with
actual chametz? That's good. That's exactly what the Prima Gadim says. Let's see, Sharetzim quotes it. You have the Sharetzim, guys? So the Sharetzim quotes the Prima Gadim in Mishpitzos. It's in Lamed Aleph, Sharetzim on the bottom, right? Right? It says, who tarred the Malka Macher? So you can't therefore go home to bake it. The Yoshe Metachmas. Or it's Shonam Lomar. This is when Sharetzim knows Lamed Aleph. The Ilav Achi, if not for you, the fact that you would turn Mokam Acher, the Vade Enoch and Laniach, the Isa Shetischanets, Al Smach Shebatlen Mikodem. In other words, if you are not Torah, there is a certain standard here. Not Dvar Mitzvah necessarily, but Torah Mokam Acher. If you are not Torah, so you have your dough, okay. It's bittul, good. No, they have to do something. Get rid of it or bake it. So therefore, you have to have the fact that Torah Mokam Acher in order to say the fact the Sharat Siyun from the Prima Gadim Kasha, Ella, Gam B'Torah Kasha L'Chora. Dala El Mivor, just earlier in the Siman, the B'Dvar Rishus, Chosem Miyad L'Vayer, Ben Yochel Lifter B'Vitula, for D'Var Rishus, you have to go right back and destroy your chametz. You can't just rely on bittul. So why here is it enough to be just being tarut, but it's not necessarily dvar mitzvah, it's also good enough to just do bittul. You have a problem, right? Ubishas isa bezeh, the Gemara says, b'yoshev lifnei rabo, ukidin nefarash vashin, ne'emesed rabbe, in yachalok, lakum le'yach beiso. But Shulchan Aruch lo hiskiv zeh, the Shulchan Aruch, and based on the tour, doesn't mention the emphasis of Yoshev Rabo, umasa de b'chol gav midina achi. So what's the difference? Says machaving the prima gadim shchiluk. Ubakarach tzarech lomar the hacha hikilu mishum de mevatla kodem shetachnis. Here the bittul is preemptive. It's not yet chametz. Im Cain, listen carefully how he explains the lamedus here. Im Cain, lo chol alei klal takanta drabban debir, prima gadim. So what's the difference? In the case of Daf Mem Tes, you're talking about what it was already chametz. It was already chametz, then we say, it's not the Shasa Yisr yet, so then if you can go back, then if anything short of a dvar mitzvah, you have to go back and destroy the chametz as opposed to relying on bittul. That's when you have chametz already. Because it's already chal lechov asabir. It's chal lechov asabir. So then, only for dvar mitzvah, we can rely on bittul and not have to do the beer. Otherwise, you have to go back. Mashenkin here, where it's not yet chametz, that even any type of dvar tirda is enough to say, rely on bittul and that will be enough. That's the chiluk that they make. What did Ben David hold otherwise? Ben David did not distinguish. Ben David felt that the same standard that we hold on Daf Mem Tes by Chametz Gamur, Kodem Shasa Yisr, that if it's not enough of a tzorach, of a dvar mitzvah, you have to go back and do bir on that chametz. The same standard would hold over here when it comes to not yet chametz on Yantis. Therefore, only because it's Osik Lufnei Rabo, that's why you can rely on Bittul. But Stam Tirda, Quintor Bino Dabi won't be enough. What's the Nikudas of Machlokas? Maybe we could try to add a little time to this issue. What's the difference? Yeah. You want to say maybe? You want to say something? So there's maybe like this. Maybe Rabbi David back in the beginning of Masechta talks about why we had what's the halacha of Bidika and Bir. So we all know the Rashi, beginning of Masechta, Shelo Yavar Bari Rabbani Matze, right? It has to do with Lo Yavar Bari Rabbani Matze, and we explained that the very process of search and destroy is part of the Torah's agenda of Tashbis. So to the extent that Mashen Kintosis learns that no, that the issue of Bidika's Chametz is Shema Yavar Ocha. Could be that this is relevant because if you hold that what the Torah wants is that you have to search out chametz, so the Torah's same agenda is the Torah says, and what did the Chachamim say? Don't suffice with bittul. You have to go back and imagine as if bittul wasn't enough, you have to go back to the Torah's agenda, right? The bittul b'amalo sagi, we still want you, ki'ilu, there was no bittul. That's Rashi, according to Tosafos, it's not that way. We took care of the Torah's problem, Bayira, with bittul. Nu'ishim, shemo yavol ochlo, sadu b'dikam. That's the two mahalchim that we built out of the first Mishnah, right? If the halacha bedika be, if bedika be or post bittul, is that don't suffice with bittul. Go back to what the Torah had in mind. The Torah is telling us search and destroy. That halacha is just as relevant for chametz that exist or chametz that could exist. The Torah wants you to make sure you're not going to have chametz in your house. So the same way that you see on Daf Mem Tes, if you have chametz, and if it's not going to be a Dvar Mitzvah, the Chacham are going to say, no, go back and destroy that chametz. Don't just rely on bittul. So the same halacha that the Chachamim would say, we want you to do your search and destroy and not just rely on bittul, but it's not a mitzvah. So anything short of a mitzvah would be the same halacha if it's dough that's not yet chametz, because it's the same issue. The Torah doesn't want you to have chametz on Pesach. And the Chachamim want you to stick with that. Still imagine as if bittul is not enough and make sure you don't have chametz on Pesach. So you have to go and bake or destroy the dough. Then it shouldn't become chametz. It's the same issue as the Torah. The Chachamim are just saying, we still want you to do what the Torah wanted you to do. The Torah wants you to make sure you're not going to have chametz on Pesach. So what's the difference if it's chametz already or it's going to become chametz? You have to step in and make sure you're not going to have chametz on Pesach. So search and destroy. Dvar mitzvah, that's different. The reason why the Prima Gadin can say pshat in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that there's a difference between whether it's chametz already, where it's only if it's a mitzvah, then you don't have to go back. Otherwise, if it's barbarous, if just Torah, you have to go back. Whereas here, it's not chal chovas bir, because the chovas bir of the chacham after bittul is a new halacha. The Torah's issues were already taken care of with bittul. Elamai shema yavol ochlo, the chacham wants you to do bittul bir. Okay, it's already chametz. The chacham say, short of a dvar mitzvah, go do your obligation that we are mitakin for you to do. Shel yavol ochlo, go ahead and destroy your chametz. But if dvar rishus, you have to go back. Dvar mitzvah, you don't have to go back. Whereas if it's not yet chametz, so the chametz say, we'll lower the standards. As long as it's tarud, okay, you're not yet chal yechova of ashbasa, not yet chametz. So even any kind of tirta, do your bit, don't be enough. I think Davke works well. Even if you say the reason for the Chacham, you have to work with Rabbeinu David exactly, if this is exactly his approach. I think it is a David's approach, that it's al-derach, the Rashi. Even if you say Shami Yabul Ocho is why the Chachamim wanted you to do the B'dikah Obir, but it's because of that they said don't suffice with bittul. So it really comes back, the Gedera Takana is still what the Torah had in mind. If the Torah had in mind, then it would be just as relevant when it comes to what's not yet chametz as to what is chametz. That's, I think, possibly underlying this issue. In terms of Rashi's Emas Rabo and Rabbeinu David saying it's just a learning, so the emes is that what is the case that's not good enough over there? Shvisas HaRishus. What does Shvisas HaRishus mean? That you wanted to have your food 2,000 amos away in order to be able to travel. What do you want to travel? What's the reason? So you could say, totally innocuous, no shakas to a mitzvah. But there is a shita, the rush, and this is what the Torah paskins, that even if you're doing it because you want to mekabel pnei rabo, so there is a certain element of mitzvah involved that's also not good enough. So it could be that the learning from the Rebbe is also not good enough. There's the comment of the Yerushalmi. The Rush quotes this Yerushalmi. On that, the Rush is there on the Mishnah and Mentes. So Shvisas HaRishus. Yerushalmi says, Shvisas HaRishus, HaHorech Eitzo Rabo, Eitzo Mishagadol B'chachma. So you want to have your Shvisa over here so that you can get to go to a shir from a Rebbe, that walking distance of Tchum Shabbos, and still it's not good enough. Says the Yerushalmi, Kan Shana Rebbe Hamaisa Gadol Min HaTalmud, the Korelei Rishus, Ligabe Shchitas Pesach, Umo B'Nosudas Erisin. In In other words, even for the sake of learning Torah, for this standard of the Mishnah, it's not the same. Because Pesach, Mila, Sudas, Erison is a Maisa Mitzvah. This is just learning Torah. For this halacha, even though your reason is to learn Torah, it's not good enough. That's what they learn. And apparently, Usher Bin David didn't agree with this. But Bin David would hold, not like this Yerushalmi, not that this Pshat. So therefore, he wants to be as Mishus as pure Ishus. And therefore, Talmud Torah is equivalent to Pesach and Mila. That's why he says what he says. Maybe Rashi, who adds the element of the Emes Rabbo, Rashi goes al derech, those who learn that Shvisas of Rishus could even include learning Torah. So therefore, Rashi has to add the Emes Rabbo component. Maybe. Just to leave you with the Rambam is very difficult. The lesson of Rambam is very difficult. And this is what the other Sharetzion is about. I don't have a good pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam's, you look at the Rambam's Lashon Paragim Alakates, a lot of things are interesting in the way the Rambam phrases things. Just read the Lashon and end with the Rambam's Lashon here. Mishta Yatsa, it's Paragim Halacha. Yud. Mishta Niach Isha Megugelas B'toch Beiso. Hear the Lashon around. The Yatsa, the Niskar Achashe Yatsa. What happens? You left dough that hasn't risen yet at home, and you're not there. You remembered after you left, and you, where are you lifnei rabo? So the lifnei rabo the Ram does mention. So do bitul, good. Avo mechnitza, ena bitul moel klum. Now, what was the lesson of Machader on this? In a bit of Moa, in Muachas Mani Sura. The Ram adds a few words. If it's very Chmitza, for over. The Chayav Levar, Miyat Kish Yasu Lebeso. And therefore, you must destroy it as soon as you get home. What's strange about the Rambam? Number of diyukim, but what's the most striking diyuk? Has the Rambam's mashm at the end? You don't have to go home right away. You have to go on right away. You're learning Torah. But Tarfalin, you'll offer by your own say. So therefore, when you go home, you have to destroy it. And you have to go on right away. Every second. So here's where someone would bring in the Masham Nasavara on the Rambam, but that's not necessarily pshat in the Rambam. Ram holds you can get Malkus by your Rabbi Matsay. So hard to imagine Ram holds that way. Someone has said Chidushin that by your Matsay is a one-shot deal. It's done is done. It's not every second. Also big Chidushin. That's maybe the other Rambam, Kofes Akri, that the Rambam says, you know, it's hard to imagine these conditions in the Rambam. Or the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Doche, the Baal Yirah, Doche, the Tashbisu. That's the problem. That's the Sharetzion brings the Chemed Moshe, asks this on the Rambam. Other diuk, but this is the most striking salient diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says, I mean, he also doesn't mention Shabbos and Yantif. He doesn't mention when it was. It could have been Chol Moed. The Rambam didn't say it was Yantif. But the other diuk is at the end of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if it's already chametz, then yachzor kishi yachzor lebeisor yimavayir. And what's before? Don't you have to go home right away? So you have to start thinking of Torah here for this Rambam as well. Okay.